Gemorre Yomad Daf and Chesamud Beis.
Demai. There's only there a agav that he finds itself in the sugya that we're learning, but I'd like to try and at least go through it and analyze it and understand the various sugyas that come together in the perish of this mission of the Zira Rishonim. The reason why we got involved in the sugya, the mission of Demai, is because the Gemara refers to, the Mishnah tells us that the Kohen, he did his preshul and Lishkas Parhedrin, and the Gemara wants to know what the source of the Lishkas Parhedrin. What was the association of the Parhedrin to this Lishka where the Kohen found himself? So let's leave aside the Parhedrin, which we'll get to at the end of the Gemara again. But the Vayda, let's just try and understand a little bit this Mishnah that the Gemara brings. Which, as I say, is a little bit of a side issue to the Esim Sugya, but it's relevant to these Parhedrin. So the Gemara says, Tanan Halsov, Esim is based 3 lines from the book. And Achtoimim Loichivo Esim Chachomim Lahafrish. Achtoimim means, as Rashi says, Aloichin Tzvua Mamoret Nimkur Pas Lashuk. Achtoimim was the bakers, the people who brought the Tzvua in the marketplace with Amoret. And afterwards they processed the bread, and they baked the bread, and they sold it in the shuk. So because they brought the tzvur from the Amoret, they brought the mai, any tzvur from Amoret is considered the mai. So there was a question as to which afroshes of the trumas of maestras could one assume has been hufresh, what's been taken, what's not been taken, what din is there, what does it need to be mafresh in order for them to be master of this bread which they're continuing to sell on to their clients, to the Kohenim. The state has said, Nachtoimim lo yichivu eisen chachomim, although it's demai, what they bought is the tzvur min hashuk, which is demai, but Chazal only expected them, only obliged them, to be mafrish from as maita and challah. We'll get to see, Beis Hashem, what the chiddush of this rosh is, challah is b'chalal, about them. But these are the only two things that they actually have to go and give to the Kohen. And the Gemara goes on to meet the Cheshbon. But the Gemara has this. Ishloi b'trumah g'doi l'loi, v'sanya l'fisha sholach b'chol g'vuri ha'oretz yichnin Kohen Godl, was boidik d'mai in all the whole of Eretz Yisrael, v'roh she'im afrishan l'trumah g'doi l'gulvat. Trumah g'doi l'loi was never a chashash from any ha'oretz. If you buy t'vua, trumah g'doi l'loi was always assumed to be taken. Everybody had taken trumah g'doi l'loi. The Truma Gedolah wasn't nichlal in the chashash of Demai, but we in Mishnah of Demai, when you buy Peres Mamoret, Truma Gedolah is not an issue that you have to be choshesh, hasn't been taken. That's assumed to be taken. There's a little bit of a discussion in the Rishonim, why Dafka, the Amoret, only took Truma Gedolah more than anything else, which can be Rishon, can be Cheni, not Truma Smaita, only Truma Gedolah. Truma Gedolah they all took. So there's one of two tables of the Mavu in the Rishonim. Either, because Truma Gedoyla is Chita Achas Beteret HaZakari, it can be taken with a minimal amount, and so there's this talking grace in Israel not to take Truma, so everybody took Truma. Beyond that, there was a certain amount, a minimal amount, the only Hafrosha, which is Chita Achas is Truma Gedoyla. Everything else has a certain amount which it needs to be, and so they didn't take anything else, only Truma Gedoyla. That's one time why the Amayores, whoever, whatever they were, Truma Gedoyla was a Makrish Gevet. One time, a later time, Shaitan Rishonim, is because they understood that the oven of Misa, which there is for Tevel, only refers to Truma Gedolah. The Balzadin Rishonim is exactly what it does refer to. That's clearly a mistake. Oh, but they understood that the Misa was sustained by Tevel, that the Chiv Misa was stated in the Pasuk is only for Tevel and Truma Gedolah. Once Truma Gedolah is taken, there's no Chiv Misa any longer. The main level is going to win Truma Gedolah. So that's what the Torah is either based on a mistake, or based on the fact that Chisra'achas Beteres, the Melon is Gnumah Truma Gedolah. Kach, whatever the reason may be, the fact was that Truma Gedolah wasn't a mockim, because there was no chashash that they hadn't been mafresh Truma Gedolah. But although the hafroshes was all the suffix that they had not taken. Hagam, as the Gemara goes on to tell us, Ruiv Amayoret on Asrim, Alpi Ruiv, the Maestris were hufresh Kedin, all the other hafroshes were also taken today. But because that was only Rav, there was the Mias which were not Mafresh, Chazal said we have to be Choshesh that the other Hafroshes may not have been separated, they not be taken. And the Kap Dinish of Demai, as we know, you have to take all the others. Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, Maaser Oni, Trumas Maaser, there are all considerations which will have to be Choshesh, have not been separated, and therefore, that the others need to be dealt with. how one deals with the others. So the Gemara goes on to discuss. Truma Gedoyla they didn't need to take. Maisa Rishon and Maisa Oni, the Maisa, the Brisa state, the Mishnah says that the Nachtoinim were only expected to deliver to the Kohen only Trumas Maisa and Challah. So what's with Maisa Rishon and Maisa Oni? But the Gemara not Hachayim. So there were Maisa Rishon and Maisa Oni Namiloi, who were not Mechuyiv to give over any Maisa Rishon, any Maisa Sheni, because Amaisa Hamayat Mechaberi all of our eyes. Which means, as Rashi is the Farish Baldam is there, have added the Hafrosha of Maisa Rishon and Maisa Oni they had to do. Because if you're not Mafresh, it remains Tevel. And the Amorites from whom they bought it, the Chos should not have been Mafresh from Maitarish. So I've had to be Mafresh. But when it comes to a Shaila of giving the Maitarish over to the Levi, then the halacha is, they're not looking to give it to the Levi, because I'm listening to Mechabel of Arai. That's already a Shaila, a moment is Tikka halacha, which tells us that this Din Matnes Leviyo is Matnes Kuhuna, Matnes Leviyo, Matnes Aniyim. Is Mechayim to be given over to the Levi, who is the one who is entitled to this Maitarish. The Gabadem, the halacha is, Reif HaMeorens Ma'asrim, HaMoishim Mechavel HaVarayu, you have to prove that this Maitar hasn't been taken already. So the Gabad, the Chashash of Tikkun of the Tevel, Chagal Choshish for the meal, that it has been Hufrash, and therefore you cannot be over the Issa Tevel, but you can keep it, you're not looking to give it away. So Maitarish and the Maitar, only they were Ma'afrish and they kept. Because Al-Pirayim, there was no Chiv Nesina, neither to the Levi nor to the Oni. So that's for the Maitre Rishon and Maitre Shein. So far, the Halacha is Bamas that Maitre Rishon is Mutil Azor. As it is the Din, Bamas is the Machlokes. The Halacha is Maitre Rishon is Mutil Azor. I said, there's no problem to keep it and eat it yourself, because it's Mutil for everyone. Not the Gemara of Aitre. And say that. So far we've understood, Maitre Rishon, Truma Gedoyla is not a problem. Maitre Rishon, Maitre Oni, give me Mapish and Keith. So we're left with three others. One is Trumas Maisa, which the Mishnah Taka says he has to be Mafresh and give to the Kohen. Trumas Maisa, that we have no Eser. Trumas Maisa, Rashi goes on to explain, we'll soon see in the Rishonim what's with the nominus of Trumas Maisa. The Trumas Maisa is Truma, which is not allowed to eat, so we have to make sure that he gets delivered via Kohen. There is actually discussion, which we'll get to see in the Rishonim, why he can't sell it to the Kohen. The if the Din Momin is, that it's not the Kohen to give it over to the Kohen, and the Kohen Halacha should be, notwithstanding the fact that they can't eat it, they should be able to sell it to the Kohen. There's no Chiyuv Nesina, just like there's no Chiyuv Maaser Rishon. That's the discussion that Rashi says we'll get to. But Maaser Rishon HaKabonim has to get to the Kohen. Halach, you have to be Mafresh, Halach, but Halach Shaila, how it belongs into this Mishnah, because it's possible that even if you would buy from Dumai, even if it would be with a Becheska from the Sukkot, if you buy from a Chover, you also need to be Mafresh Halach. Because it's Ariz or Bechlal. Shagatari Gurus there, and this Gemara, it discusses the Kiyas and Londas, the Svorim Lifloim, the amount that he covers in Hekat and Havonah in Svorah, in these few lines of the Gemara. I'd like to share some of it with you, if only just to see, once again, the Gathas and the Shagatari, could I just share a little bit more there? But one of the Kudas that he mentions, Taka, what's the Kiddush that he has to be Mafresh Challah? Challah's got nothing to do with whether the other Matzolos are Hufresh. You make the Easter, Challah's Chalvach Biyad HaNachtu. The Chiyuv Chal B'Chal the Nachter maybe is the after Yim Chalav, but also B'Chal the Chiddush of Chalav, which we'll get to. Al-Kaponim. So the Truma Gedoyla has to be Mafresh and give to the Kohen, because he can't eat it. Chalavari has to give it to the Kohen. But there's one major issue still, which is fallen short of any Hezma, and that's Maitre Sheni. Maitre Sheni, the Halacha, that although you're allowed to eat it yourself, but you have to eat in Yerushalayim. So the Ita, Leisucha Lechol B'Sharecho, the Maitre, you know, after you have to eat Maitre in Yerushalayim. So how is he going to deal with Maitre Sheni? Maitre Sheni is the Chal B'Chashash. That it hasn't been Hufrash. So what's it going to do with Maitre Sheni? And the Mishnah ignores the Chiyuv of Maitre Sheni altogether. But the Gemara of Maitre Sheni, Nifreshev, Nafkev, and Nechlev, and Hushalayim. Then it should be, it should be Mafresh, and take it to Hushalayim. That Chashash, just like he has to be Mafresh, Trumas, Maitre, and give to the Kohen. The Maitre Rishon, Maitre, only he can keep. He's Mafresh, and he keeps it. Over here, he's duty bound to take it to Hushalayim. The Mafresh, it's the Mafresh that tells us, that was to Hushalayim. Omaula, Zogdaula, Vitesha Pahedrin, and this is where we meet these Chevras Pahedrin again. Vitesha Pahedrin, Alolo Chuyf, Tidoison, Kogyuz Beis. Because the tax collectors, the people, the officers of the Mefkidi Amelach, the local Mefkidi Amelach, they came when they were very oppressive in their attitude to the Nachtoinim, in the wanting to gain the taxes, and they made them sell the bread at a minimal amount, minimal cost. The Chazal passes these Nachtoinim. from having to take, separate Maisa Sheni and take it to the Elbow. Balzen is what they passed them from. However, they passed them out upon him from the din of having to bring Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim, because perhaps they had cut out 10% of your business. But even that the Sanhedrin made B'chal their business very, very difficult, there was very little in the little profits for them to be gained in the Mechira of, in the selling the Maisa Sheni, in the selling their tour because of the oppressive attitude of the Sanhedrin. The Mela Chazal of the result, they have to lose, or out upon it, they have to have a cut in the 10% of what they can deal with it. About that, there's a lot of discussion to show that what's going to happen with this Maisa Sheni over here. About the point, the aside is that the only way to deal with this Maisa Sheni would involve 10% of the tour, which they can't sell. They can only take it to Shalayim. They can't have immediate use out of. Because of the market circumstances, the Sanhedrin made their business very difficult. And for that, we'll look at how that works, we'll have to see. How that works, we'll have to see. The Kabbalists are showing what that actually meant. I'd like to get to see the discussion exactly together each one of these halachas. Rashi tells us immediately this halacha, they weren't mechayavim to take the Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim. Elo, Shumas Maisa, what they were mechayavim is the following. Shumas Maisa Shu Echad Mimea, 1%, because Maisa is 10%. Of the tour of Trumas Meister is Meister Mina Meister is 10% of the 10% of Hafrosha, which is 1% of the tour. Echad Mimea, that they have to give to the Koyim. The Chala, and together Chala Yitil HaKoyim. Abol, Shar Kol Odom Zot Rashi, this thing is Nachtonim, as the Mishnah tells us. All of the people, Yitiru Olav Lahala is Meister Sheni Shel Demai Yerushalayim. A regular Demai, which any individual, a private individual, would buy from an Amoris, the tour, he'd have to take the Maisa Sheni Yerushalayim. He didn't have this dispensation that the Nachtim has, that he can do away with the Chi of Maisa Sheni. That was only the chinuch between the Nachtim and the regular person was the Chi of to take Maisa Sheni Yerushalayim. He did all of the Halis Maisa Sheni Yerushalayim. That's a private Chi, but not the Nachtimim who have difficult marking circumstances. But the portion of Zegrad in Derech, and one of the times of Shrike as the once. Although the reason why the Nachtonim were possible from taking the Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim because of the Parhedrin, who were very oppressive with them, but the dispensation that Nachtonim had not have to take this Maisa Sheni remained even afterwards. It wasn't subject to this after Parhedrin. Also Gepata, because of those reasons, offers the Gepata, and that's the way the Takana remains. Mashaikin, a private individual who buys from, at least who buys directly from the Mai, from the Amoret, he has to take Maisa Sheni. So Rashi writes also, the master rish and the master only mafrish in oisom. Those you have to be mafrish. The ain noisnin. They don't need to be delivered over to the navy or to the oni. And the Gemara says, because I'm going to have a ride of the sheradin mom. So Rashi writes of an achdim chover askino. We're talking about an achdim who is somebody who is medactic on all the halachas. When we tell you rogel limgul kosho. And because this is his business, he kilo lov she'ini tzorch lahafish lov ma'at ha'sheni shel demai, la'ad into shalayim, lifto into lecho, the top clear exactly what the gizit Rashi is. But upon it, because this was his business, they passed him from him taking ma'at ha'sheni to Yerushalayim, for reasons that the Gemara goes on to explain, because it was very difficult to run his business with to be mekayim din in ma'at ha'sheni. So Rashi writer also, so the Gemara says, ma'at truma gedoyle is not a problem. He was the one who was Gozer al Dmai, Yechlin Kohen Gadol. He was Masakin the Din Dmai when he saw what the situation with the Hamayoris with their dealings in his poor were. However, Truma Gadol wasn't part of the problem. Of the Nish Masakin to be an Enichir to be Mafish Truma Gadol. Truma, Maisa Rish and the Maisa Oni, that the Gemara Maisa Mechavel of Arai, you can keep it. So Rashi, the Chi Afrashe, Abadi, you have to be Mafish. So there's no Yitzhak Tevel anymore because you've been Mafrish the Maisa Rish and the Maisa Oni. Now we've got a Sophic whether you're retaining the money with Gehet to the Levim or Gehet to the Aniyim. You're allowed to keep. Although the Maisa Rish you could keep, but the Trumas Maisa you have to give to the Koyin. Yitin the Koyin. Why? Sheyesh Issa Ba'ovin Amisa Bachilosa. Here you've got an Issa to eat it. And it's not 100% clear what this Rashi is looking to explain. On the one hand, Pashtus Rashi means to say, you can't keep it because you're not allowed to eat it. Nice Rishon, you can keep because you can eat. So keep it and eat it. Nice on the Yamani you can eat. Maisa Riv, Masa Ainkin Shrumas Maisa, where there's an Isil Azor, Kornish Essen Shrumah, it has the regular Isil Azor of Essen Shrumah, so there's no way that you can eat it yourself, so you have to give it to the Kareem. That means to say, Pashtus, although the din moment were to be that you're not Machuyah to give it to the Kareem because I'm Isil Mechavar, but you can't eat it yourself, so you have to give it to the Kareem. There is another Shtikah Havona in what Rashi perhaps means, and we'll see that Baal in relation to the Sugi in the Rishonim about why you can't sell it to the Kareem. But to those who say, bring a riot. Maybe the Amoret, whom I brought before, Reuven Master, in order for you to be able to get your claim, place your claim, you have to bring a riot that hasn't been given. Masha'inki Maisa Rishon, Trumas Maisa, although it's subject to the same topic of an Amoret of the Chesh, you're not allowed to eat it, so you have to give it to them. But the more vital as the Maisa Shani. If Rishu, then that's good. You should be Mafreshet, and you should take it with you to Rishalayim. Sha'arei yesh kmei yisra l'sucha lecha v'sharecha. You're not allowed to eat it. You have to be Mafreshet. And there's an yisra then to go and eat it, chutz mi Rishalayim, so you have to go and take it. The drash in Yach Rishu, k'dei l'sak in Tivloi. Poyel v'loi post v'dei, post v'dei. Because they're not losing anything out of being mafresh, because anyway you're going to eat it. So be mafresh, and take Yerushalayim. You're not losing anything by doing anyway. So in an afshayu, hodar ka'ochel over Yerushalayim. You can go and eat it yourself. And this is Rashi, the greatest fella. The Rashash breaks the Rashi, and the Tosef breaks the Rashi. Rashi is the greatest fella. Even if there would be a hepsis, you can't be over, neither is a tevel, nor is of eating nice to chutz Yerushalayim. So why does Rashi need to come and explain over here, over the cost of midi, to explain the reason why the Gemara is bothered about the din of Maisa Shin? It's true, granted, technically, that you're not losing out because you can eat it yourself, but that's not relevant. Of people to do a Hashash, that is a Hashash flight, Shvay Efshin, for that time, we'll get to see that for some of the thoughts in our friends to deal with this Kasha. In simple chapters, there is Shvay the Kasha. The Gemara's final theory has nothing to do with the OS, it's Mishnef. There's a Zachira process because of the Maisa Machai, the Hashash, hasn't it? So Rashi, we'll have to see, but it's Hashem, at the point of the Gemara's Kasha and Kipshuta is very straightforward. So the Gemara that the Maisa Sheni needs to be dealt with, or the Gemara's not, no. Chayv Tirei Son, that Rashi, the Gemara says that these Naftoimim, Kod Yud Miz Chodesh, Mishana Lashana, they get switched over, there's new officers, new tax collectors every year. Amamunim, Mitzchachin, Umachbidin, Limsa, Alilis, Ligvis, Momad, Yushen, Mitzchachin, the new, when they take up a new position, any officer, any collector, a new position, wants to try and show his credentials and his ability to be able to bring in the money to succeed in his job. And that came very, affected very negatively the Nachtonians and after life the end of York and the Tajan and the people each year. There was new officers in position and made their business very difficult. Obviously, you pass it to Maisa Shein. That's the thing you think about. That Fahedrin is the one which is Mishnah and Mishnah and Mishnah. And that's why the Lishkas of the Kohen Gadol was called Fahedrin, because in Baal Sheni they changed years. Year in, year out, to give in a night, okay, God will have these parhedges to change judgment. I'm going to have this in the Tosha and the Sugya. Perhaps the first Nukudu will take directly from the Tosha, and then we'll see some of the other in Yonim, which are fire also. Tosha. There are Chagav too. First time, as I said, it's like a Maitre Rish, and a Maitre Rish, and a Maitre Rish, and a small Tosha that you can see inside. There's another Tosha that looked a bit scary. So the Vaila will learn the Vaila just a smaller Tosha, so it's very easy to try and get into what Tosis is referring to. Not Tosis as a Maisa Rishon, Maisa Oni, Nami Lo, Yisus Amma Yisus Mecha Velo Varaya. Tosis Mecha Velo Varaya. And maybe you're not Mechay to give over these Matonas to the Levi or the So Tosis is Vrat Afke Nachtu, Mela Filo Kolot, and Nami Mech Rishon, Mehin Shaloi. This did that the Maisa Sheni and the Maisa Rishon and the Maisa Oni, you have to be Mafrish from Dubai, but you can keep it yourself. That's not only the Nachtu. That's not the special dispensation of the Hetzer for the Nachtoi, not a special exemption of the Nachtoi. Everybody had that din, whoever called to mind, was Mafresh Maisa Rishon and ate it himself, or Mafresh Maisa Oni and ate it himself. The only difference that there was between the Nachtoi and every regular individual was the din of Maisa Sheni. But the man that can keep the Maisa Rishon is a regular din of Maisa Mechabel Evarai, which included any individual who made these afroshes. Yes. This is the din of a regular individual. I have to take my sheni rishonayim. Well, my tradition of my son, I'm late to my father live all right. But those are the dinners of regular individuals. They say to Takasha, for hoz, olay abrinon nami, vitrumas maise mafrisha vihi shaloi, vihim kered, ala koyne vihim kol the male. They say to Apostle Pshas, achesh and shayla. Trumas maise, he also has to be mafrish, for shayt sas, because otherwise he's going to end up with devil. Of a wife, does he have to give it to the koyne? The chayyad al-otah is, midin ha-meitzin mechavel ha-barai, he can turn around to the kohen and say, Druza is yours, otherwise I'm going to keep it. I have a sefregan, he can't eat it anyway. What's he going to do with it? He can't eat truma. I said, Rishon, he can eat. I said, he can eat. I said, truma, he can't eat. So he should sell it to the kohen. He should tell the kohen, listen, I'm opening a, I've have to sell it to the kohen at a discount rate, because otherwise the kohen doesn't need him. Oh, but the kohen have to go and buy his chitzos, the rather than going in the markets and buying what he needs to do. So the kohen is not prepared to give you a discount, 30% off the price of the chitzos, and you buy from me the trumas mice. In other words, it's not the chayyim to give it to the kohen. The chayyim has got a right to be able to trade it to the kohen because I'm going to become a mirage and entitle him to be able to keep it. Although, as I say, the only thing practically to do with it is at least sell it to the kohen. Yesh loyma, kiva de davahua tu she'enu yela chelek echad mikuf. Emo, it's only a very small amount, not a major cost to this nachsayim. It's only 1% of his of the purchase of his tzvua that he's dealing with, because it's only ma'aseh min ha'maaseh. He'd have to send it to the kohen chief, otherwise the kohen musician says he's not interested to come and buy truma from him, because the restrictions of the way you need to deal with truma. He'd rather buy chulin in the market if he's going to charge the same price. So for the 1% holding that he's got in his tzvua, which he has to sell cheap, Chazal says, give it to the Kohen. She'ein la'ich le'merubim. Tekinu rabbono she'id nena l'Kohen. Chazal says that he should give it to the Kohen. Although technically there would be a din of a mitzvah mechaveh l'varai over here. But Chazal says, and it's not some tekinu rabbono that you should give it to the Kohen. Ke'inu, you know, what you're gaining by selling, you're made to give it. What this really means is, ha'me'ikadin is not ha'me'ikadin. She's not da'adin over here to be mafresh from his mind, because v'choshi she had to be mafresh. Oh, even if it's not been mufresh, you have to give it to the kohen. So yoki with the londers of a mitzvah mechamel of a raya, that they did in moments, you can say that I'm not mufresh to give it to the kohen. But the chazal says, treat it as if it was hasn't been taken, give it to the kohen, because although technically you'll be right, they did a mitzvah mechamel of a raya was fatty for doing so, of a by my tradition, it's 10%, it's a huge amount, but we don't have a mitzvah mechamel of a raya. Well, then the boy of a chayvi to have to give it to the navy when the ikka chashash of the head doesn't require such. Of a 1% which you're selling cheap, because anyway it's only restricted market, of a chazal does not treat it like Trumas Maisa. That's the way to understand. The Shakatari says, Gerabda, that Rashi Be'etzem was bothered by this kasha. And Rashi Be'etzem in Seita, Mufurish relates to this kasha. And Rashi in Seita says that the reason why you have to give it to the Kohen and you're not allowed to sell it to the Kohen is because Hayyosa is offered for you to eat. That's clear. Truma's mice is truma. We can get fish for a precious truma. It's also illusory. As all Thomas has in truma. So Zal didn't want you to hold it, trade in it, to the fish that you would come to eat it. If you go to keep it, to sell it to the kohen, although technically you're bound to sell it because I'm listening to Chavel of Araya. Or because Zal is galot, that you should keep it, because that would mean necessarily you'd hold on to it until you find the kohen, until you trade. There's questions in the meantime to get mixed up with your tour, you'll come to eat it. The hayyaza is offer, they didn't let you keep it the cloth. If it's offer to eat, there's no trading. You have to sell it on straight away. That's the flourish in Rashi and Saita. I think it's one of the reasons that Rashi Bamas in that's what Rashi in our Rashi is alluding to also. But Rashi says that it's offer gezel aniyim by Maita Rishon, by Maita Oni. But chutz v'chumas Maita Shabbat said Maita Rishon, oise yitin lekoin shayyesh isa obin v'achil also. Rashi explains not just the fact is that you can't eat it, never, you can't eat it yourself. Yitin l'koyin is telling you, rather than yimko l'koyin, get it away to the koyin. You can't even sell it to the koyin, because there's a mitzvah to eat it, it's a mitzvah, we don't allow you to keep it at home as well. You have to make sure, if you're giving it to the koyin, not selling it, you'll do that immediately, you won't hold on. So we've got a shayla over here, that all that the somebody showing them a choy, like both on Rashi, and on Tosis, and Tosh, that you can take a sell it to the koyin. As a shneka ma'aser, the truma's ma'aser, you have to give to the kohen. It may be that you're allowed to sell it to him. You can't eat it yourself. That's what the Mishnah's telling us. You have to make sure that it goes to the kohen. You can't keep it. Could be you can sell it. The mashmoah, the Mishnah says, most rishonim learn that you can't sell it. Taisa says you can't sell it because for that dover muad, we didn't differentiate those between lichnig and truma gedola, truma's ma'aser. And Rashi says we don't want you to sell it because we don't want you to be keep because it's also maybe you have to give it away. Although technically, mitzvah din moment, you shouldn't have to give it to him. You should be able to say, "I'm the buyer of me, or I'm going to just going to leave it." That's one shayla. The next shayla is that there's a lot of discussion in the Rishonim over here about this sin of ma'aser sheni. What state in the Gemara? The Gemara says that you should have to take ma'aser sheni and take it to Yerushalayim because halacha is that the ma'aser sheni is also part of this offer. So the Gemara, Chazal patted him from doing so because of the difficulty of his running his business. They patted him from this, the losing 10%, taking 10% out of his trading, facility. There are various shittas in the Rishonim of us. What happened, Taka Abel? What, as a result of that, what was the din? So Rashi is mashma, but they patted the din Ma'aser Sheni altogether. No hafrosha. No taking to Yerushalayim. He was exempt from the din of Ma'aser Sheni altogether. Not the Nachtzaim or the Lukeah. Anybody needed to consider the din of Ma'aser Sheni. On the other side, the Purush in this last Rashi that I'd like to just share with you now, Lo Yachshechunu, because the Parhedron were Choytinoisom, the second to last Rashi on the page, V'som Choloyma Sheroyim Amayoret Masrinhe. Stay close to this Rashi. That what Chazal said was, that by regarding Ma'aser Sheni, there is no chiyuv to consider anything in Ma'aser Sheni as well. Possibly Ma'aser Sheni, ukma roiv. About it, it wouldn't be roiv if it would be a topic of others. It's a tevel, it wouldn't allow you to ignore the tevel. Or roiv armeros nasmei. Chazal was the sacrament of all those topics without the roiv because of the chomer or the din tevel, etc. But for them, this became a chomer by regular individual. Dalokis, I can easily mash and take it to Yerushalayim. Of the Sumcha arrived, and there was no din hafroshas ma'aser sheni. Wow. Now there are some Rishonim who know not like this in Rashi. There's a Rosh, the Ritzvo. There's a Rosh on one terrace at least, the Ritzvo, in his Purish and Ligge. The Purish and Ligge moral. There's Mishnah's way. There's Avada, you have to be mafresh ma'aser sheni. Because otherwise, it remains tevel. The Amos is, again, this is a very interesting discussion with me, which I'd like to share with you. The Da'at Rashi, well, that's the Pashas of the Gemara. That there was no hafrosh of ma'aser sheni b'chalal, because he doesn't understand what chazal ma'ilah chachamah v'chamosam. If there's no difference to the issa tevel, if you've got issa tevel, the chayrus, there's no difference to the issa tevel. If it's tevel a ma'aser rishon, if it's tevel a ma'aser sheni, if it's tevel a trumas ma'aser or the tevel a truma, tevel is tevel. So they said you have to be mafresh a chaylik and not mafresh a netz. Also, if you come with a din tevel, you're going to buy with tevel anyway. Then you can't cover the chashash of ma'aser sheni because it's not practical to do so. Is Ma'o Ilu with the Mafresh Rumas Meister, if at the end of the day the Meister Shady is going to remain in the That's the Kasha, which interesting Kasha, which he discusses in the Shittas Rashi. But perhaps because of that, there are Kama Shittas in Rishon, that that's not the din over here. The Ritzvo and the Shittas Rosh both say, as Avada Daf Mafresh, Meister Shady, he has to be Mafresh to cover the Chashash of Tevel, Daf Mafresh. But, to take it to Yerushalayim, to lose the 10% by being mechayvim, that he has to take it to Yerushalayim, he can't sell it. And he himself, to live off it, is very difficult. The Mela, in effect, he's taken 10% out of his trading business. Or Chazal goes off, you mafresh it, and eat it. Yourself, your customers, kind of thing. I've also eaten too. Eating my sasheni chutz to Yerushalayim. Is allowed to look at the Shoreto, but the Ritvo, obviously, if you're not mafreshin, Tevel is not with the Misa. Tevel has a chaymer of eating Tevel, which you haven't mafreshin Ma'aser Sheni, is a chaymer of Misa. So at least, with what they did with the Ma'aser Sheni was, they were the monastic, the chaymer of Misa, the Chmuela. More than that, they couldn't do with Ma'aser Sheni, because if it would have been chayshish, even if they had to look at the he would close his business. But that's the chaymer of Misa, and they have to be able to run the business. So to be mechayev, to regard the din of loisuch alecho b'sharecho, they allowed him. It's a very interesting kind of a situation. He had to be mafresh his ma'aser sheni, and he had to eat it. And the ritual is shafrin the Gemara. They read the Gemara. So he says, "Abayt v'sheni nefreshu, you should be mafresh." But nafkin v'nechlim v'yishalayim, you take it v'yishalayim. And for the Gemara, about the nefreshu you did, but the nafkin v'yishalayim, that chelik. In other words, nafreshin the Gemara understands anyway. You have to do. Take it to Yerushalayim, but the Gemara knows, take it to Yerushalayim, Kemenish, because they can't function the business that way, so they eat it back at home. So the Shitta Shni is not like Rashi. Rashi is clearly Nishnah, because Rashi says, V'som Choloi V'Roim Amorim V'Aspen Hei Nismashma, that there was no consideration of being Mafresh Maitre. According to Ritual, it's not true to say, V'som Choloi V'Roim Amorim, you have to be Mafresh. You didn't have to take it to Yerushalayim. But that is the Rashi, Ritual, that says the Rosh Lein Nishnah, because they're concerned about the Itta Tevel, which still remains. If you mistackle 3/4 of the problem, but the rest quarter of the problem is an equal problem to what you still have. The God Mochahahlo in Rabbah says, well, as this Rashman that says it, that says it, the longer says it, they're also trying to just, find in places what we're looking for. Oh, but in Rabbah, I'm stating the courage that the halacha is, in this particular case, they patted the nachtoid, but the lukeah has to be rafish night and shame. It's a very interesting disc. Normally, they don't allow the Nachtoim to provide to the Lukeah something which is not Hufrish Kedin, but on the Shmachan of Zalzach, he has to be Mafrish, if the Nachtoim Chover, when it's Eidim Oitim Yod, the other is Ovash Eidim Zuchim. So normally, the Halacha would to be that the Nachtoim cannot pack on anything, you have to make sure that it's all Hufrish Kalacha. When it comes to Maitre Sheini, the Halacha would give part of the Nachtoim in order that he should be able to run his business. Abavada, the Tufrish Oldova, the Hashash Temel still remains, that the Lokeach, just like every individual has to be Mafresh Maitre Sheini, so this, the Lokeach for the Nachtoim also has to, that what they patterned was, and the Nachtoim is not supposed to be concerned about. A very Mechudish Dikah, a chap in the Mashmos of the Sugya, his Mashmas, they excluded it altogether, that no one's Mechudish to consider this any further. But in Rambam state that the Lokeach, how Lokeach Mimenu has to, that was his time to Santa Shaila, that was how much, economically, how the economics and the commerce was of this half a fight of our state. Because at the end of the day, the fact that the Lukeach needs to be mafresh 10% will affect how much it's worth for him. It will affect the price of this tour. So actually, he can eat it. The question was, how the economics of this will work, I don't know. But at the end of the day, the three shittas in the Rishonim about what the halacha lemaisa of the din of Nachtoim is. Boshev Shach state Mirashi. And the halacha is that it was put altogether. Maitre Sheni was not was exempt totally, aside from Hafrosha and aside from taking Yerushalayim. We'll have a shayla how to deal with the Itta Tevel that we remain with. Was they out Rashi that there was no deal Maitre Sheni to plow, not for the Nachtoim, not for Hafrosha, not for the Kea. The Ritual says that there was a Hafrosha, but they allowed him to eat it because the Cholapokos they saved the Misa of the Tevel. And the Gabba the Lav and the Sukhalecha Bisharecha, that's the best that they could do with this nice and shady. But they were matter that Issa, it's not for the Nachtoim and the Lukeah, but at least they were monastic from a Issa, Bisha to Issa, Master Shady, Chutz Rishlaim, but that's the Issa that they were matter, but the Havrosha had to be done. The Rambam rather learns that there was a Chiv which remained on the Lukeah to have to take this nice and shady, although the Nachtoim was full. That's what the response is. You're not gaining anything. If the trouble is that he's just trying to settle his business, that's the cumulative that you have to take to the life. Whether he has people to give it to or doesn't have people to give it to, that's a psychic issue. The nature of the business was run such that because the parhedrin didn't allow them to be able to, in the normal circumstances, the charge was not to be able to make that process get in, etc. That was the way that normal business was to run. But because they were oppressed, the Mikhra Bezoz, they couldn't afford to have 10% taken out of the business. So that issue, they had to be allowed to use. The question is, Did they do our prosha or did they not do our prosha? Because the Rambam, they passed on to the Kef and say the economics of that comes to Rambam, not sure how it works exactly. That's the problem. So the Lambam is very moving according to the Rambam, really. They ate it. They ate it themselves, or they gave it to the client, they gave it to the customers. They could eat it. Chazal waived the Issa of Leitzucha Lechel Bisharecha to eat Rasei Nechutzi Rishalayim, they were massive at Issa. Those were very massive that they didn't. What they didn't do was that Issa Tevel is something which across the board you had to be machmer for. At the end of the day, you had to make sure that there was no Issa Tevel. What do you gain by making sure there's no Issa Tevel if there's any way Issa eating Chok Yushalayim? So there is more because the Tevel is Issa Misa, the Sukha Lechon is a Rav, that now we couldn't deal with the Issa Misa that we took away. No, you can set it on. Everybody, there was no Issa to eat it. As I said, they were making sense. They were not choishes for the Issa of Abbas Hussein and Chutzim Yerushalayim, that Issa they were matter in order that the business would function. But the Cholapach, it should be mafreshit. The Cholapach is only saying, what's the chilek? Do is alav and do is alav. The Tehis is do is alav for Misa, do is alav. Yeah, I'm asking you that the Chudosh, but it stems more in the Havana of being the sack in the Tevel, at least there's no Tevel, because otherwise the Chudosh, you're leaving the Mas Hashem is a loose end, and the Chudosh, you're not being the sack of the Tevel properly. Of about the Poshim Shai the Sugya is Kedas Rashi. The Poshim Shai Kedas in the Sugya is the Mas Hashem is exempt from the consideration altogether. I just want to mention the following. The Gemara Saritaka says the Pshat in Rashi. What's that as a Pshat? What are you gaining? If you're not going to be Mafris Ma'as Hashemi, then it's a Taka is a Pella. So you've got Tevel is, Tevel is Tevel until you've been Mafris all the various Afroshas that you have to do. You've sorted out 3 hours, four hours, five, and what is the total? The total is over the same Chashash that is Amoris. It wasn't Mafris all of them. So by taking 3 out of 4, you've left the death of the exactly as it was before. That's the reason Shaila that the Turevin is bothered about in this on this Rashi. On that he says, well, on that the Turevin wants to understand the following. There's an interesting machlokes rishonis. Just want to quote you the Rambam that he uses to be Mimar Daz Rashi. The Issa Misa that there is in Tevel, which is not Tukrosh. Tevel, where you haven't made your separations, you haven't been mafresh all the various approaches that you need to do, but the Doachi of Misa. Is that on Tvur, which you haven't taken Truma, Truma Gedoyla, Truma Smaisa, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, which one of these approaches is Ma'akev, Legabe Dachi of Misa on Tevel? The Gavachim Mitzvah Tevel. So he says, as the Rambam Shteit Mefurish, that there's only Issa the Rambam says the following, just to quote the line. Ha'oichel gzayis min ha-tevel, koidem sheyafrish b'menu truma gedoyla u'truma z'maisa, chayef isa b'nei shemayim, sheneem aval o'yichalu et kod shavi yisrov, yisu yisimo yisrov, yisrov yin ashmo. Aval ha'oichel b'dobo shenitzli m'menu truma gedoyla u'truma z'maisa, ba'adayin lo'y hifrish m'menu maitreis, afilo lo'y nisha b'y ela maitre oni, haray ze loike, he gets malkas, but there's no chifin. The Rambam learns, but the Issa Misa on Tevel is only when it's Tevel the Truma, whether it's Truma Gedoyla or Truma Smaisa, either one of those Tevel is Ma'akev within Misa. Once you've been Mafish Truma Gedoyla and you've been Mafish Truma Smaisa, if it's Tevel only for Maisa Rishon or for Maisa Sheni or for Maisa Oni, there's a laugh, but there's no Chiv Misa any longer. No Chiv Misa any longer. The Emes is, it's a Shaila has to learn the Gemara Machas, having time brings a Rizboi from the Sucha Lechon, the Sherechon, and the Issa Tevel, even from my Tereshim, is an Achoyis to show you what it means that it has the status of Tevel of the Nefiyah. Misa, although the Issa of the Sucha Lechon, the Sherechon, which you marbe, the Tovel of Maisa, is a new lab, and it's not another Chava Issa Misa. A great Issa Machoyis to show you. The Rambam holds, and the Gemara Tari says that that's Rambam's Pshat in the Rashi. Rashi holds that, best of a Fregan Ashaila, what does it help? If it remains Tovel Trumas Maisa, you have to make sure that you're going to be Mafresh. And Maisa Sheini, you're not going to be made for the Mafresh. What will you gain? What will you gain? Well, no, because of course the Rashi holds back the Data Ramba. That it's not, there is no Issa Misa. Once the Trumas Maisa and the Trumas Gedoyla have been taken care of, there is no Issa Misa. There's no Issa Misa any longer of a Masakimate Issa Misa. Now when it comes to Maisa Sheni, we've got only a share of a laugh. So the Gabba that laugh, I look at the Gemara's Gals and that because we can't deal with it. Because the Nachtoimim, Omnish Kaneshah, to be married to Maisa Sheni, so we've left this laugh. But what does it help to leave the laugh if it's going to remain Tovel as it was before? You've achieved nothing. You might as well not be married to the rest. The Tzaddik says, no, you've changed it from a Chiyav Misa to a Chiyav Laugh because you've removed at least all the Trumas. Maisa Rishon, Yimafresh, Babas. And then you keep it, you don't lose out by doing it. Although the Emes, the Maaseh Rishon, would only be considered the Chayra Shaila of a laugh, perhaps, you get to see the perhaps in a second, of you don't lose out by Maaseh Rishon, keep it, you don't lose out, so there's no reason why you shouldn't do it. The governor said of Maaseh Sheni, the Rashi holds like the Rambam, that it's not, there's no Chiyuv Miso Tovel of Maaseh Sheni. For Mela, it didn't matter to the same degree if you didn't do the Maaseh Sheni, rather as to the same level as the Trumas Maaseh, etc. The Emes is that this discussion, Ayaz and Rashi, is exactly the same discussion as the Ritva holds, so the Ritva is Maketet to the Rama. The Ritva says, Mefurish, that even Tovel of Maaseh Sheni is also a Chiyuv Miso. And therefore he holds that L'chol HaKochos you have to be Mafrish, even if you don't eat it yourself, because the dinner is L'chol HaKochos, we can't gain, that we can't do anything about, but be Mafrish it, in order to say there's a Nisa, there is voice before it in the Sugya, that there's a Nisa Nisa even for Tovo, for Maiser Rishon, or Maiser Sheni, there still is a Nisa, so be Mafrish it at least to say there is a Nisa, Sheni Ritosh, it says the Rosh before it, in our Gemara, be Mafrish it to say there is a Nisa. Rashi held in the Rambam that there's no point in being mafreshit to say there is a nisa because there is no isa nisa. Tovel of my tradition of Purish and Rambam also is a nisa. The Rabbah you've got, l'such alecha b'sharecha, there's nothing you can do about it anymore. That's the kula. Although you're going to eat it yourself. Of course, the Rambam holds that the drought of the rekech has to be mafresh. But al-Kaponim, according to Rashi, what we are gaining and what we're concerned about is about the isa, tovel, the misa, which for that purpose, the other hafroshes which you've done are going to take care of the misa. Now, there's nothing further that can be done, or that you're going to gain by doing any hafrosh and maybe leave it up. We don't have a captain. Why did Yeshua say to the great of our master, why did he make his life? Yes, please. What the Guru Tavit is trying to explain is, in this same temple, the Rabbanon was concerned about this thing, right? In this same temple that was concerned about the Rabbanon, there were certain things that they told you have to do, and certain things they told you didn't have to do. If the same temple is necessary, is an equal instance of all of them, it doesn't make a difference. You can say, how is it all the temple of the Rabbanon? Although the same temple will remain, so like the Rabbanon, we have to. In the Dramonon, the temple that there is, or the Chashash, the Dramonon that there is, you haven't really cleared up the Chashash. You cleared up one of the two, it could be Kakala, could be in the Gemara, that there were various Kakonas that Kazal put in place, although they're not clear in the same temple, really. But the actual reason is that the Russians are showing them, they all say, take away the Vermeetan, this team of the Zambus, 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 so we have to consider over here circumstances that maybe it's not taste said or this Rabbanon. So let's sort it out. So we're trying to deal with it. The Shaim is Abba Lagai. You're leaving Maaseh Sheni out of your cheshbon. You have to sort it out very much. In the temple that he's trying to do yourself. There's one of two things. Either it's false says Taka, what he says that you mafresh Maaseh Sheni as well. So the is the temple is such as God. We've got a new problem. The temple has been taken care of. And the Rabbam on Rashi holds that this temple is gone once the Trumas have gone. Once the Trumas are out of the equation. All you're left with is only my tradition of my Sheni, then there's some tevil gone out there. There's a tevil that's gone, so I think you can deal with the Lezuch HaLecha B'Sharecha of my tradition as my Sheni, even if it's still gone. Well, you can't. But at the bottom, at least, there's a mocking to understand that there's a certain amount which you've achieved with what you've been mafresh in the removal of the tevil, which is not dependent on what you do in Afrosh or the Maaseh Sheni. Yeah. Yeah. Found it necessary to be mistaken to buy, I'll be raised, and everything that he eats, which is most often, I'll be raised, I'll be raised. Oh, but Chazal, for whatever reason they saw it necessary to be misakin, that we can't rely on the roi for whatever sibbe it was, and they made it as a tevel of Zemai. It becomes tevel with Rabbanon. It's all the various halachas of Zemai. But he said, there's two other points I'd like just to mention about in the sugi. One is the Mefurish and the Rishonim discussion over here in the Gemara. And another one is this sugi of Challah, which is a very, very interesting one, a very intriguing one. And the Cheshbon of Rabbanon there. One Cheshbon is the Rishonim, many Rishonim after Kasha, the place Yishonim, the Ritzvah, got a Kasha on the Gemara. That some interesting chat kasha a little bit on the technical issue. The Gemara says that to be mafresh, to have to be mafresh 10% to take it from Shemayim or to be plagiarized, it's too much. It's too large a chunk to be taken out of the business operations. So Mamela, we did away with my tashani one way or another, with our prosha, without our prosha, depending on when. It's tevel. It isn't tevel. The Ragav, just mentioned, is an interesting discussion in Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch also goes along with this Rambam and Chinuch, that there's only an Issa Misa, only for Truma. My submission, my Tashemi, don't have a Din Misa in the Tevel, it's only allowed by Alma. But he asks that, technically, if you've not been Mafrish Masa Rishin, then you're always going to end up with the problem of Tovel or Truma's Misa. Every Tevel that you have is Tovel automatically, immediately for Truma's Misa. The fact that what is a bit of our gemaita sheni is not is taka nogea the din that wants to be mafresh maita rishon and from as maita sheni itself taka will only be allowed and won't be a din mitzvah. That's the Rambam and that's how the Rambam understands Rashi and that the Chazal won't chushish for an our gemara. But to say that maita rish tovel and maita rishon is not mitzvah, the chayyeh doesn't stem. Because whatever tovel and maita rishon is automatically tovel and trumas maita, so it's always going to be as a mitzvah machmas and trumas maita shavuot. And that's what Rambam says. Rambam says that Tovel and Azay lent to the Gemara in Makkah that Tovel and Maita Rishon doesn't have a Chiyuv Mitzvah. What's that relevant for if it's always going to be Tovel and Trumas Maita? But the has a very interesting discussion to be Mechiyah that you can be Mafrish Trumas Maita even before you be Mafrish Maita. Very interesting to Aloha. Although the Trumas Maita is Truma that's been taken from the Maita, there's a whole discussion about it. Is it Shaykh to be Mafrish Trumas Maita without being Mafrish the Maita? Before the approach of the Maita, is it Shaykh to do such a thing? And he's Moshiach, sorry? Yeah, I got to do with it. You can be Mafresh, it's Tovel and Trumas Maisa, you can be Mafresh, even though the Shem Maisa hasn't yet been Chal. Yeah. And on that, he says that in such circumstances, when you be Mafresh and Trumas Maisa before the Maisa, so you left the Tevel of Tovel and Maisa Rishon, it's like a Zanalach, it's like a Zanalach, that's the Virchus Kinnuch. How is this? Akaponim is as well. Of Akaponim in Gemara state that the problem that I have over here is I've got Tevel, which might be shame needs to take to Yerushalayim, and that's not an issue which he can deal with in his geshef. Reis the Rishayin, I'm a gewaltig yikash. The halacha is, but it's a hektish shav amona, you can be mechala on Hashem Chutzah. When he's being poizah, hektishah, he doesn't need to be shav amashav. So what's the problem with this guy's business? We're worried about he'll take his mafish as mitzvah shayin, but you need to take the shayin, he can be poizah it. So tell him to take all his mitzvah shayin, if Mahana Shav Amprum, he can pass it the whole business. So why is it? What's that amazing thing for him? We've got an Acer for him to be able to deal with this whole Maitre Shane, his Mafreshain, 10%. He'll take 10%, which may be worth thousands of pounds. And can it be Chalos Anna Vashav of Rutan? So we've sorted out the whole issue. He's going to say, he's going to pay the cash. He's going to recite the Gemara of him. He's going to say, he's going to say, he's going to say, Hod Aminim Azov, Hekdash Shav Amona, Shechila, Shav of Rutan, the Chulu. So who are the Maitre Shane, Pashtas? The Nehi Dibat Tichinu Lachanaloi. Why not Lachala Popas? The Yid Nehi Dibat Tichinu to take it all to Yerushalayim. You can't do that. Lachala Nehi Bisham Afru. Doctor says he's got one of two reasons why he suggests this can't be done. Either Yishleim Ad Afilu Mechula Lanichu Lerabona Letikunu Yishinu Lassus came with Morim Achayim. Chazal didn't want to institute a master where you'd be Mechala to Shem Lachatkari. You're not supposed to do that. You'd be master taxation to be Mechala Shem Afru. Here, Chazal was to be mistaken that this is the Chatzchila what you're supposed to do. This is the Eitzel what you're supposed to be. It's supposed to be Mafresh Maisel, Mechala Hashem Afutu. Chazal were worried that that's going to impact because of what we're trying to save the mind, which is in the Chashash of a meal, you're going to end up doing it regularly with the Maisel Sheini, regularly with the Tashas. Take all your Maisel Sheini, Mechala Hashem Afutu. It's become regular practice. In Ishgavein Kedai, to be mistaken for the Nachtoimim to do the Shom Afutu because of the impact it would have in a regular circumstance of Shom Afutu. That was the guru that he's not so happy with it. But the evidence works. Why can't I institute something? Even if you do it elsewhere, it's not as if it doesn't work elsewhere. You're not supposed to do it elsewhere. But here I can do it. I can't just be mistaken it. That it should be mistaken because elsewhere I'll end up doing it with the evidence. All right, well, this is the Shabbat. Chazal didn't see it right because of the chashash of Demai to end up doing things which is going to have a knock-on effect of doing treating your regular Maaseh Shedi incorrectly. That's one terror. Then he brings a very interesting suggestion. Niu, the Gittin, I just want to mention the suggestion because it's brought over here, although it's a bit chiddish what he's suggesting over here. Niu, the Gittin, Chayek is Kabbal, Abba Mashmak Tzah, the Maaseh Shedi, Le Mahane, Le Chalal, Le Shova Pruta. He's suggesting that this halacha of Hedrish Shova Pruta, Shova Mona, Shechilal Shova Pruta, you can take any amount and give him Chalit, even on a small, insignificant amount of money which works to be paid the Hedrish. It's not a literal kind of a swap. Maybe only by Hedrish, maybe not by Maaseh Shedi. Maybe this halacha that you can recall any amount of excess shovel fruit, doesn't have my great after the shovel of shovel. Yes, you're absolutely right, the Ram is 100% right. The minig that we do, the minig. I'm not going to mice it, it's not the minig. I've had it with not paskaling that the suggestion of Zayt Shonim, but there's a lot of discussion about why there should be a different excess of Zayt Shonim. What the Zayt Shonim is suggesting that you can't have the Halal of Pokhut and Shadi of Zayt Shonim, only by Hedrish, would be a very nice chat in Al Gomorrah, because they're the Eastern Ishkanes in Al Gomorrah. I've had the Ram's right, our common practice for those people who are Mechal of Zayt Shonim is to take any amount on a fruit, and you can use the fruit even more than once in the Talmud of Shani. On the main Avada Halacha, the second suggestion of Tzitzis Shemim is not the one we assume. It's like a great Shaila. Why he can't do it? It's most bothered about the Shaila. Why he can't do it? Hedge Shalom, one of the Talmud of Shani. One final discussion which I'd like to mention in this Gemara, a very interesting protein that there is this Chala problem. The problem at the beginning is a Shemera problem. The Gemara says that the Nachtayman will be clear. To be mafresh, so the mafresh trumas meisa. About it for statements they do. They need to be a shash of seven trumas meisa. It can be easily dealt with. It's only a small amount. A shayin and rishayin and sell it, give it. It's a relatively small amount. You mafresh it and give it to the kohen. That's fine. So, based on the price, that you also have to be mafresh challah. What's the chiddush that amachdim has to be mafresh challah? What's it got to do with the mai? What's it got to do with the amoret? Even if there wouldn't be a chover, you buy it from the sukkah, you buy it for your harvest, your own. So, by the way, you have to do mafresh challah, you have to take trumas mice. What's the challah? What's the challah? What's the shaykh's challah to do with the trumas mice? He says the following discussion. He's got a very interesting discussion as to whether tevel is mechuyev b'chad. Very interesting discussion. You've got tevel. You haven't yet been mafresh trumas mice. Whatever reason is. And you're making your dough. And the Shaila has a discussion, and then it's a discussion which is not only his discussion. Are you mechuyev to be mafresh challah from tevel? Is there a chiyuv to be mafresh challah? Why should there not be? And he says, I'm sorry, the Gemara asks the Chosid to state the challah is reishis arisay seichem, and the Gemara says, Lafuk, if you hold ma'aseh sheni momen gavoya, so Lafuk is in the Gemara where the ma'aseh sheni just discussed in an hour. Ma'aseh sheni, is it your money? Is it not your money? It's a very interesting thing. You have to take it to Shnayim. It's a favorite. Whose technical ownership is this considered? In the Gemara says if Ma'aseh Sheni is Momon Gavoya, and you make a dough out of Ma'aseh Sheni, which can be very normal, you're supposed to make food out of it, you take it to Yerushalayim, you make a dough, you're not Mechuyev B'Challah. Ma'aseh Sheni says it's not considered your dough, you're not Mechuyev B'Challah. So we had a discussion over here that maybe Tevel, for the same reason, and he's got a proper issue over here, as to maybe Tevel is also not called Ma'aseh Sheni, and maybe it's also not Mechuyev B'Challah. Kamashmalan over here, that is Mechuyev B'Challah. Although it's Tevel, you don't say that just like Ma'aseh Sheni is not yours, the apostle. Tevel doesn't have that din. Why? He says in Shagazariah, Herachti Bazeh, Tosis in Zuchera, Herichu Bazeh. Why the din is that Tevel doesn't have the same din that is possible from Chala like Ma'aseh Sheni? Tevel is the same as Chala. It's all yours. Better phrase does this, but that Machoyah doesn't, it's not really Emes Atam here. Because it's not Tevel Min HaTorah Zahir. About the Tevel Chashosh is the Rabbono. Even if I'm right, that tevel will be potter from challah, but there's no avamir that nachnas will be potter from taking challah because it's the roiv avaras and ma'asir. It's not true tevel. There's no avamir that can be makel in the tevel as a chayas. It's a challah. You have to take it to have a person in the tevel. There's no avamir that can be makel by mine. Even if it will be true, our tevel is potter from challah. But of all of them, I have a minute in these cases where I'll be namat, the din fair is, I've had it, it's nishkin tevel. I've had it, have to be mafresh challah, and the tevel will be potter. The chashash of all of them potter. So it's not relevant. But then, those of their Rabbi Zakiv also give you a stick of chak. And he says like this. The din would be, if those states in the Mishnah, you have to give two things to the Kohen. Truma Gedolah to the Kohen, and Challah to the Kohen. So if the din would be that Tevel is potter from Challah, then you can turn around to the Kohen and say, Monoshech, I'm not Mechuyev to give you both. It's a Kenish Zayin Adin that Challah and Truma Gedolah have to give you. Because if there's a chiyuv shemus meiser, then it's the mishkan challah. If there's a chiyuv several potim of challah, you can't get both. So challah, which is more than shemus meiser, challah is 1/48 of the isa. This is a hundredth of the tour that has got to go there. He'll tell the kohen, take your challah, and even the shemus meiser, then it's the mishkan again. The ken is an adin, I'm mechuyev to give you both. If the Mishnah says I'm mechuyev to give you both, I can be mizayik from that. That's heaven. It's chayev b'chala. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Heaven is chayev b'chala. I can see from this. Although it's true that in Evans, this is not Evans and heaven anyway. So anyway, it wouldn't be possible b'chala. Although then, doctor, although my mother says, "Well, given a cheshbit and koyev, that there's a pagodish a cheshbit that he's got in his sugyas." My mother says, "The same special dover the chiddush of this Mishnah is the greatest chiddush after." Although my sugyas is possible b'chala, then it's mechuyev b'chala. It's not true. You have to take chala, give it to the koyev. It's not going to have to tell not to give chala. How that would be relevant over here, where Bamas has no real din tavel anyway? It's a long way my mother stuff tied him with the kind of wouldn't have to give him both. I'll buy the finishes, I'll tell him this is a chala, not the finish. Right. Yeah, Rabbi, so next week is the Shavuot of the Talmud. After Mincha, we'll learn a short limud. The next Gemara is very relevant to the.